You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As Uncle David did mention, that fixed investment outlook has come through from Investec. They've provided us with an outlook for the infrastructure focus that will be key towards South Africa's growth, particularly in 2025 and beyond. I'm joined on the line by the Chief Economist at Investec, Annabelle Bishop, to take a look at this, see if we can make sense of it. Good evening, Annabelle. Lovely to speak to you. Compliments of the new year. A very good start to the year from a research point of view and from an information point of view. I mean, we know that these sorts of conversations have been going on for quite some time, but again, the focus is now very squarely on fixed investment. Why is that for this year?
Yes, hi. Happy New Year to you too. Yes, I think, you know, we really find ourselves in a situation now in South Africa where it's just become absolutely imperative that we can, you know, no longer see the country lagging behind in terms of economic growth, obviously very negative for unemployment, but particularly in terms of fixed investment. The reason I say that is we know what the problems are. There's been endless diagnostics in terms of what the issues are with fixed investment, infrastructure, economic growth, unemployment, and it's really, you know, been quite a while coming that we need to actually activate and start to repair, maintain, but particularly improve the delivery in South Africa from infrastructure.
Mm. Annabelle, when we look at the infrastructure side of it, obviously there's capital infrastructure and there's social infrastructure, things that are unavoidable, like dealing with the water scarcity or the water crisis that we have, and ensuring we have water security in South Africa is more of a social spend there, but it is necessary. How do we strike that balance now, understanding that capital infrastructure is also essential if we're going to stimulate growth?
Well, I think, you know, that's the key point. It's all types of infrastructure that are absolutely important. You mentioned water, and South Africa, as we know, is a water-scarce country. It's got half the average rainfall, you know, compared to the rest of the world, and, of course, a very high evaporation rate. And the potential to develop further water resources are quite limited. About three-quarters of our exploitable water surface resources are already being used. So it's not just, obviously, the supply of water, but also, of course, more importantly, for areas like Gauteng, it's the ability to deliver the water, the pipes, the infrastructure. Obviously, this bulk infrastructure is something which has experienced deterioration right across the country. And, of course, as well, we know that at Transnet, there's heavy delays in terms of the port still. But also, of course, as well, you know, what's very worrying is that we continue to see a downward trend in terms of freight. And that's obviously on the railway line. You know, we did have some good news over the course of last year in terms of the trains. But if we look on a long-term basis, and that's what we're really looking here, Jimmy, since 2022, there's been a downward trend in terms of freight transportation. And, of course, you know, that's important to South Africa. Transporting freight is expensive. It's cheaper to do it by rail. And that obviously doesn't even include the deterioration costs on roads and highways. So overall, you know, to increase productivity in South Africa, to have a faster GDP growth rate, in other words, to employ more people, to reduce unemployment, we need to see economic growth running at 5% plus. And, of course, for that to happen, we need to have the infrastructure to be able to cope with more activity. At the moment, it's not coping with the current activity.
Mm. Annabelle, speaking of that growth target, the 5% that we dream to achieve, that is very realistic if we get things right. Alongside the infrastructure that you've mentioned a lot of current things that are in place. We've also heard from the presidency, from the various government organizations, that there's new infrastructure projects that are coming online and all of that. How do you strike that balance from a development point of view to say we need to maintain, as you rightly said, the existing infrastructure for the existing demand before looking to add onto that demand, but also we need new infrastructure so that we can actually continue to grow? How do you strike that balance between current infrastructure and new infrastructure projects?
Well, you know, all of that is correct. We need to both maintain and improve the productive capacity of current infrastructure and also add in new infrastructure as well to reach faster economic growth. The presidency itself says that South Africa could have had economic growth of 4% last year and in 2023 instead of economic growth of below 1% if we had Transnet fully operational and able to meet all the demand that businesses required of it, plus obviously being able to accelerate further. You know, just to give you an example, if you look at a mining house that is producing its minerals and metals, and obviously if they cannot get them exported out of the country, if they cannot sell them, then the mining house is going to have to cut back on the production it could make. And you know, either it stockpiles these metals and minerals, or obviously that's not very cost effective, it doesn't get anything for doing that, so then it tends to cut back employment. And you know, as your previous speaker was saying, we have this disaster now happening with the last four metal. The bottom line for South Africa is that yes, we've managed to largely solve our electricity crisis, it's not over. The presidency again warns that we could have bouts of load shedding, but they appear to have broken the back of the problem. Transnet is something very different, Jimmy. You know, Transnet is not just as easy to fix as Eskom. Eskom, we saw a lot of the work done by original equipment manufacturers and providers. They obviously worked on improving the power station's productive capacity. People who obviously originally produced them, you know, ones like those in other countries, they obviously had the huge depth of skill and expertise to fix the crisis that we fell in with electricity and really restore those essentially a power station to machine to as much of the operating capacity as they could make. Now, of course, in Transnet, it's different. We have both the long railway systems in South Africa, which unfortunately targets some infrastructure crime and theft. And one of the solutions for South Africa will be to actually stop export of scrap metal in South Africa, not make it viable for criminals to dismantle our infrastructure and sell it, whether to scrap metal dealers in South Africa or obviously for them to amalgamate it and send it overseas. That's something that needs to come to an end. Also, of course, as well, what's very important from our infrastructure in South Africa is looking at Transnet as well. They're going to break it down into different divisions, but also, of course, as well, the regulatory side to give certainty in terms of return and cost for private sector operators. But again, you know, can the existing infrastructure on the rail cope with a whole lot of new trains and operators? And of course, that's going to be a difficulty there as well. So as you can see, there's quite a lot of work that goes into it. And of course, you know, we need to find ourselves in a situation where South Africa does tackle crime to actually stop the stripping of our necessary infrastructure, but also, of course, as well, to bring in regulatory certainty and, of course, improve the outlook, improve the ability for private sector investment.
Annabel, from the private sector, and I'd like you to put on your advisory hat around this, how do we make it attractive? Because for the longest time, we've had the conversations. We've said South Africa is the investment destination. Bring the foreign direct investment here. This is where you need to invest your capital. How do we look attractive for infrastructure projects to the capital markets? Because as you said, this isn't easy. And I can imagine from a capital perspective, it certainly isn't cheap.
Well, it always comes back to the same thing, and that's risk and return. What are the risks involved? And of course, what return are you going to get on your investment? And the more certainty you have around that, the more likely you are to actually get investment, whether it's foreign investment or domestic private sector players investing in South Africa's infrastructure. And of course, from that perspective, you need regulatory certainty. Private sector investors need to know exactly what they're up against and exactly how they are going to be able to perform. But also, of course, as well, you know, a number of unknowns. We're talking, for example, about the railway system. If we do see a lot more rolling stock, a lot more carriages, you know, a lot more transport happening in South Africa, particularly for the rail side of it, you know, for volumes to go up, these investors, these operators need to know, is there sufficient rail capacity? You know, do they obviously have to wait, for example, in long lines at the ports, which is the current situation that we experience, and that, of course, reduces the profitability. So there are many factors which obviously go into it, not just obviously the regulations we're talking about and the state of the train set, the train tracks, you know, everything that the operators have to deal with, but also, of course, well, what happens on each end when they get to the ports themselves. So unfortunately, you know, we can't look at it in isolation. There'll have to be resolution of many of the issues happening at the ports as well to reduce congestion and free flow. And of course, it's all that may mean building more infrastructure, you know, building more lines in those areas. But there are many other factors that go into it as well. It's a multifaceted situation. It's not something which is simple and easy to unpack. And therefore, we would not expect to see issues of Transnet resolved this year, as, you know, perhaps people may well hope. It's going to take a number of years. We do expect fast economic growth this year. We're not all doom and gloom. We're looking for economic growth of 1.8% from 0.8% for GDP last year. The lift obviously comes, as we've been talking about a lot, from the repair and improvement of South Africa's infrastructure, whether it's investment in water infrastructure, whether it's capital spend, obviously, on the rail, the ports, etc. And also, let's not forget ongoing work in electricity production and distribution in South Africa. Transmission lines are very important to extending the transmission transmission network across South Africa for electricity.
It's not all doom and gloom. We are expecting to have a good year. That is what economists are forecasting for the growth prospects of South Africa. It might be at 1.8%, but we know we can certainly do better. We just all have to put our heads together and get things off of the ground and get things moving. Thanks so much, Annabelle, for those insights. Annabelle Bishop, Chief Economist at Investec, on the infrastructure outlook, or the fixed investment outlook, from their perspective around that being a potential catalyst for good, stable economic growth in South Africa.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.